Welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show. I'm your host officially, Darrell Johnson. Episode 26, The Right Place at the Right Time. It's a very interesting episode right here, man. This can be a spiritual episode. This could be a spiritual episode. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, this episode, my podcast is mainly about teaching you guys about social media and motivation. But this could be spiritual because I just felt in my heart that I needed to make this for you guys. Number one, this is where I started. A lot of people are still, and I'm gonna keep elaborating on this subject until the whole world quits their job or quits the job that they don't like. A lot of people are at jobs that they don't like, right? And you know, they're making money, they're taking care of their family, taking care of their bills. But the thing is this, you guys, is that you guys are missing so many opportunities. Now, I know you like, okay, well, I'm not missing opportunities, but I'm telling you, you are, because you're missing being at the right place at the right time. Okay, you guys have big dreams, you guys have big goals. A lot of people that listen to my podcast are entrepreneurs, or they're just someone that's just motivated by their life, period. But you guys are not taking those steps to being in the right place at the right time. And what I mean by that is that, and I'll just give you an example. You know, I just moved into my office building, and this was a risk for me. You know, this was a real big risk for me, because I'm obligated to pay rent in my office as well. So now, not only do I have to handle my housing situation, but now I have to handle my office bill situation. But I knew what I was stepping into. I knew that this was the professional lane that I wanted to be in. 3 days later, today, maybe about an hour ago, and this is probably why I'm making a podcast right now, is I just met this one guy, man. His name's Chris. And he does a lot of stuff within the industry of working with doctors. And, you know, he has an office two offices down from mine. And he just came up to me, man, and just started talking to me about what I do, what he does, you know, just everything, man. You know, he told me that he had a $1 million company in another country, and that he's transitioning from Australia to America, and now they're doing stuff down here. And instantly, man, you know, I walked into his office, you know, we just kept chatting, you know, just a friendly thing. And the more that we just began to talk more and more, he started to present me with an opportunity to talk, to hold shares within his company, as far as me handling some of the marketing side for the doctors that he's working with. Now, it's not a set deal, you know, we're still in the works of it. I'm still gonna have to sit down and talk to him more in details. But you guys, I'm telling you, if I would have not made the move, if I would have never made the move, and I would have just stayed comfortable, stayed working from home, not wanting an office build, not wanting to have this obligation, that I would have never met that type of person, man. There's so many people that I'm probably going to meet from just being in this building, but I would have never been at the right place at the right time. Like right now, you guys, it's about 11 o'clock, you know, I could have been at home right now. I could have been at a female's house. I could have been at a party, you know, but I'm at my office building, and so happened to where I'm at the right place at the right time, where somebody is looking for a person like me to work with. It could have been another person in this building that he could have just went up to and talked to, because they were at the right place at the right time, but it was me. So I wanted to make this because a lot of you guys are missing those opportunities for yourselves. You know, you guys are staying at this job that you guys don't like, and you know that you have a purpose, and you know that you want to do something, but you're there all day and it's not giving you the positioning to be at the right place at the right time to meet people that will take your purpose and your dreams to the next level, you guys. Like, this is all of this, everything that's going to start with your success is going to come from another person. Whether you're building a business, your success is going to depend on how much your customers trust you and work with you. So you guys have to understand that this is a people's game. When you're not in position to talk to people every day, when you're not in position to help people with their problems or just have those discussions, you're missing so much. You might as well say that you're missing a lot of money that's being put on the table for you. So I wanted to make this podcast because I'm not coming on here to just, you know, off the rip, just say, man, working at a job is so stupid. It's not stupid. You guys are being responsible. You're handling your business. You're making money. But I'm telling you, when you're at a job too long, when you're at somewhere too long and you're not fulfilling your purpose, and you're not fulfilling your dreams, there's consequences to that, you guys. There's consequences. There's invisible consequences that you're not going to be able to see because you're at that job. You're not seeing that if you would have maybe left that job and tried to do something that in regards to your dreams, you would have been getting paid already. You would have been already monetizing your brand. You would have already been speaking on stage. You would have already been on stage. You would have already been doing the things that you know in your heart that you should do. So I hope this podcast just helps you guys to know that you can be at the right place at the right time, but you have to put yourself in position to be. Okay, like you cannot keep trading your time for money. You know, like it's if you're going to trade your time for money, it better be your dreams that's on the line for it. Okay, you better be giving your time to your purpose, because we don't have this. I feel like we live forever, but we don't have long, man. You know, a lot of us are 20 years old. I got some people on here that's 18. I got some people that's 36. We don't have long. You know, life is short. So, you know, why not take those risks? Why not get out of your comfort zone? Why not talk to the people that you're interested in? You know, instead of just looking at somebody in your field online and learning from them, why not go to a class? Why not sit down and get a pencil and write down and just be a student to the game? You know, like, why not do that? You know, you guys are just missing so many opportunities for yourselves. But this is not a podcast where I'm here to just, you know, talk about the negative side of it, of what you haven't been doing. I'm telling you guys that you guys from today, if you decide to put yourself in position to be at the right place at the right time, you guys are going to, you know, go far in what you're doing. But, you know, like I said this before. What's the point of having a business if no one's there to serve the customer, if no one's there to talk to the customer, if no one's there to explain to the customer about the product? This could have been a customer. It could have been a customer today, right now, looking to get something for $1,000, $1,000 product. You could have been in business to give him that product, but no one's there at your business because you're either at a job or you're not tending to your business. So you have to understand that to be successful, you guys, in entrepreneurship, somebody has to run the business, okay? I don't care. Somebody has to be there running the business. Somebody has to be there at the right place at the right time to get those customers you need to be financially free. Somebody has to be there, you guys. Somebody has to take the risk, okay? So if it's not going to be you, then just, you know, call yourself an employee. Just be humble about it. Just say, I just want to be an employee of my company. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to say that you're a boss, if you're going to go online every single day, if you're going to put in your description on Instagram, your bio, that you're an entrepreneur, take the risk, okay? It's only going to give you experience. It's not going to harm you. It's going to help you. It's going to help you. And I want to say this. It's going to help you. The risk is not driving you because it wants to hurt you. It's driving you because it wants you to learn something. It wants you to learn something so you can take that info and that knowledge and apply it to the things that's important. Without the risk, you'll never know. Without the mistakes, without the learning experiences, you'll never know. So if you guys want to be at the right place and at the right time to work with people like Chris that I just met, talking about shares in his company and equity and stock and all this type of stuff, You guys are going to have to take that risk and put yourself in position to meet people like that. Okay? It's not only me. It's not only me. I'm not the smartest person in the world, you guys. I read. I try to read every day. I try to look at videos of things that I don't know every single day. I'm not the smartest, you guys. But I just realized that there's reward behind risk. There's reward behind learning. There's rewards from your persistence that you're going to get. So none of this stuff, none of these words like risk, reward, comfort, all of those words are not here to hurt you. Okay, I know it's going to feel like when you take a risk, if you took a risk tomorrow and you quit your job, I know it's going to feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm so irresponsible. It's not there to hurt you. It's there to show you. It's there to show you who you really are. It's there to show you that fear will not overcome you. It's there to show you that there's a God. Okay, you don't have to rely on this money all the time to take care of things. You have to rely on your intuition. You have to rely on what you're trying to do mostly in this world. And if you know that that's mostly being an entrepreneur, if you know that's mostly, being a model, being a doctor, a lawyer, a financial advisor, a banker, whatever it is, man, if you know that that's where mostly your time is going to go and you see visions of yourself, take the risk. So you can learn what's on the other side of that risk. And then after that, it'll be a breeze. You won't have to take risks no more for that, for what you're trying to do. Like me getting the office, this risk is over. I don't have to take a risk no more when I want another office. I know what it's going to take after this month. I'll know what it takes to handle something like this. So when I'm getting ready to upgrade, it won't be no risk for me because I've already done it before. But if I would have just stayed there, just kept looking at prices and like, oh my gosh, should I do it? Like $650 a month, man. Like, oh man, like if I would have kept doing that, you guys, I would have never got this learning experience that I'm getting right now from getting this office. So I don't have to take the risk no more. It's not a risk no more, you guys. Now it's calculated. So you guys have to start taking more risks so your moves can be more calculated. You guys, and that was a smooth line, man. Just know it came from me first. It didn't come from nobody else. That line came from me. You have to take more risks so your moves can be more calculated. Okay? So I'm just going to end the podcast like this. You have been comfortable too long. You have been in the same situation too long. You have been thinking too long. You have been looking at your visions and your dreams, and you've only declared them real in your head, but you have not declared them real in your actions. Declare them real in your actions. If you know that you don't need to be at your job, quit your job. If you know you need to invest into your business, go broke and invest into your business. Okay, do it now so you can get the learning experience and you don't have to take those type of risks no more. It's already done. Once you invest into your business, now you got a business. Okay, take your risk at the moment that you need to take them. Don't delay your risk until you're about 55 years old. Now you're trying to take the risk then. Don't do that to yourself. You're too smart for that. You're too smart for that. Way too smart. God is not giving you the vision right now to wait another 20 years. Come on, man. Come on. There's a reason why you can think. There's a reason why you can see anything that you want to see. You can dream about anything you want to dream about. You can do anything that you want to do. I know sometimes it feels like, man, I can't quit this job right now. People really be saying, I'm like, I can't quit. Yes, you can. Just leave. Just leave. What I'm justifying right now is just like, yes, like you can do anything you want to do. Like when I was in the position of quitting my job, I had to stop telling myself that. Like, I can't quit. Yes, I can. I can just not go. Yes, there's going to be consequences. I'm not going to receive the funds. I'm not going to, my mom may think that I'm being irresponsible, or my family may, or this and that, but I can do this. Okay, God, I'm not in a chain. Okay, nobody's holding a gun to my head. But you know what I was missing, you guys, before that? Before why it took so long to quit my job? Was because my dream was only living inside of my head. It wasn't living in my actions. So I've always been excited for my dreams. I always knew that I was going to be doing something, but it never became real until I started taking the risk, until I got out of my comfort zone, until I started making moves, until I started promoting myself, until I started pitching my service to people, until I started making podcasts. It didn't become real, you guys. I was just an intern. I was just a person that was learning, was always on in the behind the scenes. But it became real for me, you guys, when I took that dream out of my head of being an owner of a business and getting paid to be myself and getting paid off my beliefs. When I took those dreams out of my head and I made them real within my actions, that's when my life changed. See you on the next podcast.